In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 40 days ago, we celebrated the birth of our Savior into the world he created, his self-manifestation in human flesh to all of mankind. Although the Christmas season officially ended several weeks ago, since ancient times, the Church has observed February 2nd as the definitive closing of the Christmas cycle, the beginnings of our Lord's earthly life, and the prelude to the observance of Lent. Throughout history, this weekend's feast has been known by several different names. In the ordinary form, it's known as the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord in the Temple. According to the Law of Moses, every firstborn male was to be presented to God in the temple 40 days after his birth. And our Lord, ever obedient even to the law that he himself had given, allows himself to be dedicated in this way. In the extraordinary form, February 2nd is known as the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In addition to the mandate to dedicate the firstborn, the Law of Moses also prescribed that the mother receive her ritual purification on this 40th day. Despite remaining herself immaculate from the first moment of her conception, our Blessed Mother too subjects herself to the law to receive a purification which she, of course, had no need. St. Jose Maria Escrivá gives the following brief reflection on this reality. When the days of the mother's purification are accomplished, according to the Law of Moses, the child must be taken to Jerusalem to be presented to the Lord. Just think, he says, she, the Immaculate, submits herself to the law as if she were defiled. Through this example, foolish child, will you learn to obey the holy law of God, regardless of any personal sacrifice? Purification, you and I surely do need purification. Atonement, and more than atonement, love. Love as a searing iron to cauterize our soul's uncleanness, and as a fire to kindle with divine flames the wretched tinder of our hearts. Finally, over the centuries, this feast has received the common name of Candlemas, or Candle Mass. The blessing and lighting of candles on this feast day has been the custom of the Church from time immemorial, giving physical expression to Simeon's description of our Lord as a light of revelation to the Gentiles. The use of candles has always been an image of both the divinity and the humanity of Christ. While the wax is consumed, the light shines in the darkness. It's an image that you and I, of course, are called to imitate, as we were told at our own baptism. On that sacred day, each of us, either ourselves or through our godparents, was given a candle and admonished to keep its light, that is, the light of Christ, burning brightly until death, until the last of the wax is consumed. In just a few weeks, we'll begin the holy season of Lent. The feast we celebrate this weekend is the last great celebration before the beginning of our annual walk with the Lord through the desert. Let us allow our souls to be rekindled with the light of Christ on this holy day. Let us allow any impure motives in our Christian lives to be burned away and allow our own souls to be rekindled so that we too can be a light of revelation to all we encounter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.